What in the world you guys do? Go off the air? I'm getting Mr. John Anderson with his sexy voice.
Hey, don't you dare.
But he's not.
Don't you dare, Fran. Don't cheat on me like that.
He's not. Honey, I would never, honey. Piss on him.
Oops. Well, thank you.
I didn't say that, but.
Thank you.
He's coming in so loud and clear. I cannot pull you guys off on. I pulled up radio stations I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I'm going to have to hurt somebody. They have took my baby off in the morning.
Yeah, Fran, our transmitter caught on fire.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently.
I keep up with stuff. See, you see, I'm loyal.
Tell me about it, Fran. You're on top of it. A lot of times I wonder, is Fran listening today? You know,
honey, I'm always with you. I just, you know, even though I play ball, I'm not a ball hog, you know.
Yeah.
Never was a bench warmer. You know, I still be whooping butt.
God, I love you, Fran. You know that?
I love you. I love you. Oh. I love you so much.
You're such a great listener.
And you feel it from the heart. You know, love is a four-letter word like
yeah.
Damn. What and everything people you love and thank you so awful, but when you love someone you feel it, and I love you and everything, and you know I do, but I'm like, I was like, oh, they done took my baby off. I'm mad as hell. I can't get you guys, but it makes me feel a bit better that the transmitter called on fire. It was hot, huh?
Yeah, my poor engineer had to go up there like 11 o'clock last night. The thing's on fire, and he had to take out the fire extinguisher, put it out. There's smoke pouring out of the building, you know, there's flames coming out of the machine.
You didn't get scorched, did you?
Well, I didn't have to go in there. I noticed the station was off the air like midnight, and I called him up, and he's like, yes.
It wasn't the same fire people that about the tricycles was.
Yeah, it could be a trikeathon thing. I don't know.
Well, I told you. I said, God forbid. Yeah.
It's those firemen. The firemen were the ones that cheated us out of in the Collegian article. They gave the firemen credit for beating us in the trikeathon. And then we have a fire in our transmitter a mere 6 months later. Coincidence?
Is it coincidental? I think not. Did they put it out?
I think not on the coincidence. The fire's out, and it didn't consume like the entire transmitter, but it's pretty interesting looking out. Yeah, it's a scene. It's definitely.
Everything is not coincidental. I was worried to them. I was like, now why can't I get what happened? I was like, I thought somebody sabotaged my radio.
I think maybe they did. Well, they sabotaged everybody's radio by taking us down, Fran. I guess we're just that much of a powerful force. They got jealous.
We're too strong. We're stronger than Donkey Kong, honey.
That's right. That's right.
Hmm. Yeah. So how long will it take to get it together? Because we can't hear that. I'm a nervous wreck. I was like, what in the world? And I tried to redo my speakers and stuff.
I'm sorry to push you through that.
Nobody was hurt.
That's good.
Didn't do too much damage.
Yeah, I'm glad you kept your cool about it for sure, didn't you?
No, I'm not cool at all.
Oh, okay.
I ain't cool with a damn this morning. I got to have my stoops.
Yeah, well, we're doing a web-only show today. We're going to put some stuff online from today, including you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Isn't that exciting? And
that means I won't hear you on the radio. It really caught. I'll fix it. What caught a fire? The transformer outside?
Yeah, the transformer, actually. There's this big transformer in there that probably weighs 200 pounds or so. It's a big old-looking coil-looking thing.
Inside, you know? I know what a transformer is.
It's huge. It's about the size of me curled
up. It's inside the building or outside?
It's inside the transmitter building. You know, we have the tower behind the station about 200 yards back. It's out there. There's this little building.
They don't know how it caught a fire. Could it have been a snake on it?
Maybe it was a snake. I don't know. I think maybe a leprechaun planted a rainbow on there and some overzealous gold seeker went out there.
Don't say anything else. And I know
and
you
beat
did
it in and
whatnot. But,
and there wasn't gold.
You know,
they got
I
furious.
To myself,
and
I,
they lit
I
it on
said,
fire.
Well, I'm going to call in this morning and tell them that I can't get them on the radio.
Well,
and
I appreciate that, Fran. Because
somebody pissed off a leprechaun. Who got that gold?
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody got the gold. I think that's the thing. Once they opened up the transmitter, you know, the rainbow ended at the transmitter. They thought the pot of gold was obviously in there. Opened the door. There wasn't a pot of gold. They got furious and lit it up.
I am the leprechaun. I played it in black school before integration. I was the leprechaun.
Is that right?
The St. Patrick's, April.
I guess I should have guessed
that. My fourth
that.
Grade year, they integrated my fifth grade year.
Ah.
But anyway, that's really awful. I hope it wasn't sabotage, but you guys were so hot, you know.
Yeah, I know. We were too hot for...
there's going to be so many disappointed people today.
I know.
This girl from Wichita was trying to listen to you guys today, and... This is the day. I call it free. Well, it is free fall. Monday's the day.
Yeah, pretty much.
I apologize. I wish I could. Yeah. I'm scared of electricity and everything. But
yeah.
So if you guys will probably be back on tomorrow. Or?
I don't know. It could be tomorrow. It's definitely not going to be today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe beyond that. I don't know. It depends. We have to look and see what parts are available. I mean, the thing's 35 years old.
Oh, that's all.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's it. You know, that's not very old for a piece of electronic equipment.
Well,
it's older than most people's 8-track. But
perhaps y'all will get y'all do new transformer and everything.
Yeah.
But it did not damage any of your archives or anything.
No, it didn't. Yeah, it didn't hurt anything. We just have to get some hardware replacements out there to fix it up and patch it up. And
oh, they're gonna take their time, but I'm gonna be on day behind.
Well, we appreciate that, Fran.
Those firemen. I can hear it in your voice. And now's Miss Jerry Ann.
Yeah?
Hi, honey.
Hey.
Hi. Uh-huh. We're going to get them. They can't keep us. It's hard to keep a good person down.
Yeah.
They're just jealous. Tell them to quit hating, play or hating and everything.
Yeah.
You guys are so hot. The Stooks in the morning. Miss Jerry Ann, so hot. Set it on fire. Burn the mother down, but they better get it fixed. Or else I'm going to the fire station.
We'll go after them if they don't get it fixed.
Well, we appreciate that, Fran.
And I love you cats. And everyone's going to miss you guys so much today.
Well, thanks, Fran. We appreciate that.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Ciao, you guys.
Ciao, you.
Keep your chin up.
We'll do that.
Love y'all. Ciao.
Love you, Fran.